welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. For those of you who may be new, I welcome you in Jesus' name, and I pray that you are blessed during our time together. But before I share a message that I've entitled, The Living Lord Jesus Christ, let's take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you that even just for these few moments, your people can gather together to hear the word of the Lord, that Father, we can join together in the Spirit of the Lord to be encouraged, to be refreshed, to allow you to move in our lives, that we can know you more deeply, that we can experience your power in our lives, that we may walk in that anointing that you have given to the saints of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen and an amen. Praise God. Well, it's good to be back with you. And I just, as I was praying and thinking about what I was going to be sharing with you today and the few days following, I began to think of an old chorus we used to sing back in the 70s. Of course, in those days, at least in our local church, we sang choruses. We didn't have overheads. We just went from chorus to chorus as the Spirit led, and all of the people worshiped and thanked God. They were simple songs, many of them songs of testimony. I know the body of Christ has grown in depth in Revelation in terms of the worship songs, but at that point, they were simple songs, and there was one that we used to sing, Let's Talk About Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords, supreme throughout eternity, the great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen. Is that your desire? And basically, you know, while many can go into great depths of theological discussion and apologetics and all that is wonderful and good, I have held to the belief that the ways of the Lord for the believer, for those who are just coming to Him, are simple. Now, when we talk about our Lord, we're talking about the Creator of the universe. And I believe as we mature more and more, we are able to lay hold and understand in the depths of our spirit greater and greater revelation. I'm not saying God is simple. The ways of God are beyond human understanding. The most intelligent person on the face of the earth could not begin to fathom and understand the complexity and the mystery of the secrets of the Lord. However, I believe when it comes to God's message to us, the human race, and to those who have become His children through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, His ways are simple. There's a highway of holiness, and a fool walking therein shall not err, Isaiah talks about. And a child can understand the simplicity of the gospel message. Sometimes we make it so complex. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And so some of the most profound truths are very simple in the ability for us to understand and lay hold of and grasp. And yet I believe as we walk with the Lord, God is able, just like as we think of an onion, there's layers upon layers upon layers. We're able to understand depths of beauty and significance in very familiar passages. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I've read some commentary or something, some spiritual book, or I've heard a message or I've heard preaching, and part of me says, oh, well, I know that. I understand that. And there's kind of a spiritual complacency, as well as just a little bit of spiritual pride that thinks, well, we've gotten beyond that. Well, I want to hear the deeper truths of God. I want the meat of God's word. And of course, that should be our desire. Paul talks about milk and meat. And yet, I believe as our hearts are open and as we become more and more childlike, and I'm not saying childish, childlike in the things of God, God will reveal greater and greater depths in the simplest of Scripture. And the purpose of the Holy Spirit given to us is not only to be our comforter, to be our friend, to be our helper, but He is the revealer of truth. And He does that regarding the Word of God in clear and precise and sound depths. And He helps us to understand that God's Word is a living Word that contains answers for the problems of the human race. And many times we hear familiar passages of Scripture, and because they are so familiar, we don't really meditate upon them. We don't grasp them in their fullness. And that's what I'm attempting to do. I just want to talk about Jesus these next few days. And the purpose of this message, the living Lord Jesus Christ, is to stir your heart and mind to the great promises that are found in God's Word and the provisions that have been established by and through the Lord Jesus Christ when He became flesh. We're talking about the divine mission that He fulfilled that was given to Him of His Father. I don't know, the longer I walk with the Lord, the more I marvel at the mystery of incarnation and the plan of redemption. It is mind-boggling, and I believe that only comes as we are maturing in the Spirit of Christ. And beloved, as you listen or as you just go on in your walk in life, you have two choices. If you're not now living a victorious life in Jesus Christ, if you are saved, you can choose to do so. You can make a decided effort that whatever it takes, I am going to have that abundant life that Jesus is talking about. Or you can choose to continue as you are. You can make excuses, or you can put the blame on someone else and basically remain the same and live far below the promises of God. As a Christian, you have been given specific promises in God's Word that are for you. You know, having been in the correspondence ministry for so long, this is a ministry of prayer and intercession. Over the years, so many people have written, and as we had a local church for many years, I'm beginning to see now that many times, and the whole subject of afflictions and trials can be quite complex, but many times, because people don't really truly honor and love the Word of God, they don't hunger after the Word of God. I mean, they might go to church and they might pick up the Bible once in a while, but they don't really lay hold of it in the reality and the power that is in it. And as a result, they are really not living according to the Word of God. They don't act upon the Word of God. And yet on the surface, there's no gross sin in their lives. They're not doing anything that's against the Word of God, except they're really not laying hold of it. It's a process. I'm seeing this more and more with a spiritual understanding I never had before. And God wants us to understand that, yes, it is a process, but we have to realize that God's Word can change us, and the very presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives can give us the enlightenment and the revelation that we need, that you need, brother and sister, to move on from where you are right now to another, what can I say, higher ground in God. We used to sing a song like that. Hallelujah. Moving on to higher ground. Praise God. And that's what God wants for each one of us. Doesn't the Word say it's from glory to glory He is changing us? And one of the things I've found is that because people don't cherish the Word of God, they don't feed upon it, they make unwise choices, and then they throw up their hands and say, "Why did you let this happen to me, God?" And it's a result of their own lack of wisdom and following the word of God. I mean, if you cannot read Proverbs without understanding how frequently the messages emphasize to seek after wisdom, for all her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. Are you walking in pleasantness and peace? Oh, I'm not saying that you won't have battles, but there is a peace and a serenity that will accompany you through the trials and the battles that you go through. And if you're not a Christian and you feel you've never really had anyone prove that Jesus is the answer to every need in every area of your life, then I'm sincerely asking the Lord that His word will find its way into your heart and mind and so stir you and convict you that you won't wait 1 minute longer to receive Jesus Christ into your life. People turn to all kinds of alternatives, to drugs, to alcohol, to meditation, to all the self-help programs that are out there. They make health and exercise even a religion practically. They're all looking for ways to improve their human condition. And I'm telling you, beloved, there's only one thing that will truly, truly affect change, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, am I saying, you know, you mean exercise won't help you? Sure, if you really are on a physical fitness regimen, of course you're going to see results. But spiritual answers to the deep problems in your life can only be answered by the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm barely gotten into the message and will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to tune in at this same time. If any time you miss a broadcast or want to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But beloved, I want you to know some of you, they never write. And that's fine because I pray for you every day, but the Holy Spirit is moving upon some of you. You've been listening and the Lord's quickening your heart. And if He's moving on you to write, I plead with you to take the little effort that it takes to either drop me a note, send me an email. I will always confirm receipt of your email, let you know I'm praying. But if you really want full ministry, I invite you to include your mailing address so I can fully minister to you. So if you feel that prompting, I invite you to write the announcement. We'll give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my radio family. Thank you, UCM Partners, for your faithfulness. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.